Hey, it's Michael Kurt here. Thanks for dropping around. You're listening to Humor at Work. So it's another episode, this time, of just some random musing ideas and thoughts around the world of work and inspiring workplace culture and all that good stuff we talk about here at Humor at Work. So, here we go. According to a study by the Finnish Institute of Occupational Health, both undersleepers and oversleepers are more likely to use extra sick days at work. The sweet spot, according to their research, is about 7.5 hours of sleep a night. So are you getting just the perfect amount of sleep you need to be productive? A study by the California Energy Commission found that workers who sit near a window perform 10 to 25% better on memory recall and mental function tests. In a Stanford University study, walkers, carrying on with our health theme here, whether on a treadmill or walking through the woods outside, experience a huge creative boost over sitters. You know what they say, sitting is the new smoking, so yet another reason to get up and walk as much as you can. More research, this time reported by Sean Aker, the author of The Happiness Advantage. He suggests that 25% of workplace success is predicted by a person's intelligence. 75% of their success is due to their level of optimism, social support, and their ability to see stress as a challenge rather than a threat. Now, if you are already feeling overloaded at work, then get into this habit. Every time you say yes to something, ask yourself what you'll now need to say no to. A survey by PayScale of 71,000 U.S. employees found that underpaid employees, according to the going market rate, were far more satisfied with their work when the company was transparent about their compensation. Even just having a manager discuss compensation openly made a big difference in terms of how engaged employees felt. And finally, our last random thought, Brett Wilson, who Canadians will recognize as a former dragon on the hit show The Dragon's Den, says that every person in his company has the word fun in their job title. What an awesomely fun idea, such as manager of office operations and fun, or VP of technology magic and fun. And now, speaking of fun, my fun at work tip. A U.S. company occasionally holds a Each One Teaches One Day, where employees pair up and each person teaches the other person something new. It's a great way to facilitate new connections at work while encouraging people to share their wisdom and learn new skills. The quote of the week from comedian Elaine Boozler: words won't kill you unless they are ready, aim, fire. Yeah, good advice, Elaine. Thank you. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, as I'm doing the old podcast, we are cruising into May. May is official International Business Image Improvement Month and International Civility Awareness Month. So remember to play nice this May. And of course, there's the regular dose of theme days that I have loaded onto the old website at www.humoratwork.com, including May 1, the all-important World Laughter Day. May 3, Two Different Colored Shoes Day. The 12th is Limerick Day. The 14th is Dance Like a Chicken Day. The 20th is Pun Off Day, so hone your punning skills. The 21st is Waitstaff Day, so be particularly generous with your waitstaff. The 25th is Geek or Nerd Pride Day. And the 29th is Put a Pillow on Your Fridge Day. For the entire list, once again, cruise on over to humoratwork.com. This has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.